smoke.
And it's your boy, Artist.
Era to get too deep.
Are you Milan?
It's your girl, Flamey G.
But it's Auntie T again.
Ebony, aka Ebony with an I. I'm from the Big Head Radio Show, and I'm
with the King Teeth Network, huh?
Oh, hi. You must be Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? So I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop bed?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract,
right? I know.
Now somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
You see how easily accidents can happen?
But yeah. And we're back. It's the King Teeth Network. I don't know if we've started, but we've started. I've got a content creator in the building.
Yeah.
And I was, if y'all go to her page on YouTube, you can see the video of me just butchering her name.
Yeah,
just,
he did butcher it.
Whew.
For sure.
Her name is Miss Pace to me now, because I'm not even know, but it's Miss Carrier Pace in the building.
I'm nervous.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, good.
A lot of people don't know my first name, though.
Why?
Because it's like when you first see it, they don't know how to pronounce it.
Big facts.
Yeah.
I was studying for a very long time before the awards and still fucked it up.
Like if somebody go to my Instagram and say Miss Pace to you underneath it.
Facts.
Because they don't know how to say it. It's just Carrier Pace.
Well, Miss Pace. To all of us, how are you?
I'm good. This is my first interview ever.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, goddammit.
I be nervous. I'm nervous.
Why?
I don't know, for nothing.
Why? You be on camera all the time.
I know, but not other people's camera. He got a whole setup, y'all. Y'all can't see it, but.
You gonna see it in the vlog.
We vlog here. Go to my channel.
Go to her
the vlog.
Channel. This is what we, look,
yeah.
Come on now.
Go to my channel and watch the vlog.
And watch the vlog.
Yeah.
You gonna be able to see everything, because I don't show shit.
You don't, but
I
this
don't.
Is nice.
But that's because, so. No, I do. I be trying to make sure y'all look good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You
for
did.
The actual
you got the
footage.
Not for the actual footage.
You know, the BTS is always the thing to see now.
It is. People do like seeing that,
they
too.
They do. They love that shit.
Well, yeah, y'all can check out the behind the scenes on my channel.
There you go. Boom.
Boom.
There we go.
There
collaboration.
It is.
Okay, content creation. When did it start for you, Miss Lady?
I started in COVID, but it was like the end of COVID, and then
end of COVID 2021 or 2020?
I want to say 2020.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken,
because that was the end of the middle.
Yeah,
we
but I
want to.
2020.
Mm-hmm.
2020. Yeah, because I was a freshman in college.
So okay, so freshman college. What college?
I went to Great Lakes Christian College in Michigan.
Shout out to Christian College. I went to a Christian university.
You did?
Absolutely.
Where?
D2. Shout out to North Greenville University in South Carolina.
You an alumni?
Yes.
Okay, period.
Okay,
Christian schools?
Yes.
People don't know a lot about Christian schools at all.
It's very, 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 never mind.
And it's small.
Yeah. So, but where are you originally from?
I'm from Akron, Ohio. So like 45 minutes from here.
If y'all go to her page, y'all gonna know all of this.
All of it.
I'm gonna keep referring back to her page because she has great content.
You do too.
Thank you.
Interviews.
Thank
yeah.
you. We're about to expand. People think all I do is interviews. We have a lot to go.
What all do you do?
We're a content network.
Like period. Overall.
Period.
Okay.
So we about to do a lot.
Like movies.
So we might bring her in for a whole new concept show.
Bring me.
Come on.
Bring me.
You just never know. We got the setup. We all
you
about
do.
To sweep
Y'all like think about doing movies and stuff?
That's a little bit
that's what that
shout out
like.
To Johnny Filmworks. That's our partners.
Okay.
WIC.
That's what that looked like though. Those chairs.
Facts.
Like the director chairs.
The director
or like
chairs.
The actress.
Absolutely. Y'all can see that on her channel.
They're like, okay.
They're like, all right, nigga.
We get it.
It's actually in the description below, and y'all know I don't put no damn description.
You gonna put a description?
Absolutely.
I'm a look.
I don't put no description.
Click the link.
It's
click the
in
link.
There.
Click the link.
Click it. No, we just having fun, but I really do love your page. It's
Thank
like,
you.
Like your YouTube is very personal.
Yeah.
And it's very warm and like welcoming.
Yeah.
Like I didn't feel like
you
I
didn't
was.
Belong.
Yeah. Like yeah. I was out of my element mm-hmm. getting on your page. So how have you been able to cultivate this for the past 2 years?
That's crazy. I think I just was myself when I started YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like. A lot of the times, I think people get on social media and like try to act like somebody they're not. So it's hard to keep up with it. But I just was always myself. So that's really it, how I kept up with it. I just was myself.
Okay. So you was truly yourself.
The whole time.
And we a lot of people realize that when you kind of went viral talking about your true self and your situation.
Yeah.
Past relationship, but if y'all check her channel, she has a video that's currently at 220,000. By the time I put this out,
I was gonna say, let's.
It may be at 225,000, 230,000. It's really been going up.
For
it
real.
Went up 2,000 since I met her. So,
oh yeah, you're right.
Come on, I'll be studying.
Look at you.
I know numbers now. I'll be watching YouTube.
No, but, for sure.
But congratulations on that.
Thank you.
First off, let's do the build up though. How long had you been on, because it's about 7 months old, mm-hmm. says the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you vlogging before you got that one?
Probably like 2 years.
Okay.
Because if I go back, if I'm doing it correctly, like, I would say I've been on YouTube for a total of 3. And then I made that video
Some
around like, yeah.
Come on. Come on now, you got to adjust, rebrand.
Yeah.
It's real.
So it's been like. What was the original question?
When, what were you leading up to that, how long you had been actually on YouTube and?
Oh yeah, I'll say 2 years.
About 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
So you had kind of got your flow mm-hmm. by that time.
Yeah.
So did you feel like that, when you got that video, did you like, ooh, I might've.
No.
Because it was some real shit.
It was real, but like, I was just making it to like get it off my chest.
Real shit.
Cause I never talked about it. But
that's our thing. You're gonna find out.
Okay,
later.
Okay,
you're gonna
okay.
find out later.
But yeah. like, a lot of people really. I mean, they probably guessed I was single, but I was in a relationship with the same person for a long time.
Got you.
So like, I never went on social media and was like, I'm single or, like you know how people be when
so
they're
you had
single.
Already been single.
I was
in
single
real life.
In real life for a while, and
after
I never
that whole
yeah,
situation.
I
happened.
Never. Y'all, my mom didn't know what happened. My sisters didn't know what happened. Like, I kept it to myself. Like, I'm like, I like to deal with stuff on my own.
Gotcha.
So, like, nobody knew. That I didn't think that video was going to do what it did. But I thought it was just going to, like, inform people on, like, where I am. I didn't think it was going to do that, though. It went crazy. And it was, like, a thing. It was drama behind it and everything.
The actual video.
Yes, the actual
okay,
video.
Okay, so we're going to talk about both. So, the drama in the video
yeah.
and the drama preceding the video.
Yeah.
So, the drama in the video, if you go to her channel,
I was like, oh my God. Go watch it though. It's a great
no,
video.
It's really,
it's a great
it's
video.
Really like you want to watch this one because you
yeah.
get caught in the
like,
first
you're not even
going to
skip.
Not at all. At all.
At
so,
all.
Just to give them a little synopsis of it,
mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend at the time,
mm-hmm.
You went through his phone.
I did go through his phone.
And but you normally don't.
No.
And
Never.
You'll find out if you go to the channel.
Yeah.
That he was not being as faithful as he should be.
Right.
So kind of talk about the relationship a little bit. Were you happy? Were you it was long distance. That's
yeah.
something to point out. Would you do a long distance relationship again?
Okay.
It's heavy.
I think it is. I think I can do a long distance relationship if it's with a man. Not with a nigga or a boy. I think there's a difference, for sure. So I think I could. It's not what I would prefer, though.
Right.
I don't ever want to be in a long-distance relationship, but I can do it. If it was, like, for the right person, the right reason, like, he was serious about me, I'm serious about him, I'd do it. Mm. I don't prefer it, though.
And how long was this relationship prior to the situation?
Well, we started talking around 15. But, like, we didn't take it serious until 16, so 16 to 21.
Wow.
Yeah, but we had our, you know how that be. We had our, like, little cutoffs. We had stopped talking. But it was never, like, we never really had moments where we would completely stop talking.
Yeah.
It would just be, like, we only broke up one time.
Wow.
But after we broke up, we just kept talking. It was almost like we were in a relationship, but we still wasn't. And then we got back together.
Mm.
So the second time we broke up was it. Like, that was...
That
was when the phone came in. The second time we broke up is when I went through his phone.
Were you really done with him afterwards?
Yeah.
Like,
we did not talk for like over a year.
Wow.
Because now, like, we had like recent conversations, but during like when the video dropped, we still weren't speaking, but he had like said something about the video.
So boom.
And I dropped that video probably like 7 months after.
So it was seven months after the situation.
Yeah.
Actually.
So, I think it was more, but we could say 7 months after.
So you hadn't talked to him in between that time?
At all.
And then you dropped this video.
Yes.
So you dropped this video. At the time, had you been doing YouTube, like, consistently yet?
No.
So you was coming back on him?
Like, I was doing it, but I wasn't consistent. I would be posting, like, once every 2 months or, like, yeah, but I wasn't consistent. I think consistent is when you post them consistently, like.
Yeah.
I just told him off camera. Like, trying to post at least 2 or 3 times a week is consistent to me.
Oof. Long. Yeah. Look, full-length videos, too.
Yeah.
That's heavy. Long. That's heavy.
It's hard.
It's just you most of the time. That's heavy.
Literally. I think it's harder when I join people.
Really?
I don't know if y'all ever seen, like, a vlog of me and my sister. I have to edit so much more.
Really?
Because she just do too much.
Fucking the brand.
Bro, she literally does the most.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. But we weren't speaking at all. And then, like I told you, it created drama afterwards. So we ended up having words, but that was...
Take us to the day.
That was it. Okay.
I drop videos every day, basically. Take
okay.
me to the day.
Okay. Oh, my God. I dropped the video, and if y'all watched the video, I didn't put his name in it or the girl's.
Mm-mm.
I didn't put the girl, the side bitch name or his name in the video. But both of them knew who they were. He lied. Both of them knew who they were, and then you only knew of him if you knew that we dated. So, of course, people in Akron would, but that video went past Akron. So,
absolutely.
So, most people don't know who he is.
Okay.
But the girl, nobody knew at all. But when I posted it, of course, she knew it was her because it was her messages, like, with my boyfriend.
Right.
So, she decides to post upon herself, to post on social media and say, no, this girl did not just make a 20-minute YouTube video about me. And then she posted something else like, if you're going to be mad at me, make sure the nigga mad at me too. I said, bro. I said, did you watch the video?
Right.
Because nobody said nothing about you, for one. And then, two, like, she just looked dumb because he was, yeah. He was, like, just more so on my side, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, bro, why are you even, like, taking it there, like, you, he had posted, like, if you believed anything I said, then you're dumb, like, so it backfired on her, because she should have just shut up and stayed in her place, and then I had to cuss her out, like, if y'all watched the video was peaceful, but, like, when I posted it, I cussed her out, for sure.
After you post the video.
Yeah, because it was, like, I did
so
you a solid.
So social media went crazy after this video posted.
It got, like, over 100 shares on Facebook.
Did it really?
Yeah. So, like, after I posted
what clip did you post first? Did you post the
I posted
thumbnail?
That snippet. No.
What snippet? Which
it was
part?
A snippet, like, ooh, can
Come
I see
on.
If I can...
Talk to me.
Let me see if I can go back to it.
I'll never forget the day we posted the video of fucking Big Topic. And that bitch
yeah.
started crazy.
Hold on. I'm about to go to videos on...
I will never forget that. So, I know that day was like... Oh, and it was real. Yo, real life?
It was my real life.
So shit was real.
It was crazy. Like, Facebook was going insane. You know how Facebook is. And they love mess, so.
Yes. Yes, they still, to this day.
They will never.
So are you big on Facebook, too?
I wouldn't say big, but that's where I actually, like, promote most of my content.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's where you get the hundreds of views coming streaming in.
Hold on. I mean
hundreds of views per video. And she told you she posts 2 to 3 videos a week.
I do.
She, look, content creator of the year, goddammit.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to find it. Okay. They're going to be able to hear if I put it in the mic.
Something that I've never done before, and it's given real messy. I'm like, who the hell is this? Oh, this nigga think I'm a goofy, okay? I went through his phone twice. First day, he was in the shower, y'all. So I had to hurry up. It was like a quick 1-2-1-2.
Because this is your camera, right?
It was like a quick 1-2-1-2. When I was reading,
that's the snippet. Y'all need to go watch this full one.
Talk to girls like this. Ain't no way they like it.
4.2.
That nigga said, I love you.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. I ain't never got that.
But like, I made that. I made that snippet right there. I think it says it's a minute long, and like they just shared it. I don't even know, cause why don't they let you go to the original post?
Facts.
It just showed me the video, but the actual post was crazy. Yeah. I would have to scroll. I could probably get
to
it.
Yeah, you good. We'll look at it later.
It went crazy on Facebook. That's where all the shares came from.
Okay.
So I think it made it more like bigger. Cause
and then when did YouTube start attacking it? Because YouTube is different.
YouTube is annoying.
It's annoying, ain't it?
Yeah, they attack it like later on. But honestly, I think I had like, if you know, you know. I think I had like 1,000 views in a day on that.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Come on, talk your shit.
So like,
come on.
I thought it was gonna do good, just not that good. Fact. I think they start attacking it like, I give it a couple weeks. It wasn't long.
So boom. All right, that's beautiful because. It's like these little jumps to be having.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is weird.
YouTube is weird.
It is.
But, okay, so boom, you hit, first couple weeks, you hit what, like 4,000 or like 1,000, 1,500?
Probably around like 4.
Like 4,000.
Yeah.
In the first, so you basically hit couple like 1,000 a week.
Yeah.
And it's consistently keep going up.
And then it just went from like 4,000 to like 10, really? To 15, to 20. And then I wasn't
logged the fuck off, man.
I was just like,
I had to log.
Nah,
the fuck
I was
off.
Like,
I was
out
like,
of all videos, nah, I was like, out of all videos
facts.
Of me,
facts.
I promote so much like positivity,
you do.
Positivity and love, and I said out of all videos, this one go viral.
That'd be
but I was appreciative because
yeah.
It got me my first 1,000 on YouTube.
Okay,
I wasn't even at 1,000.
So you wasn't even at 1,000 subscribers yet.
I don't even think I was. I don't even think I was at 8. I
and
probably was at like 5 or 6.
This happened in 2023.
This happened this year. Wow, guys, good. That's crazy.
That's why I had to get you in this year. Because it was like, you just, we both hit our, did you hit your first, is that your first, so you hit your first 100,000 this year.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is so
good. And I'll have, why you jump? He jumped. I was like, wait. But yeah, I think a lot of my accomplishments on YouTube was 2023. Not even think, I know.
So
like
what all
subscribers.
Are okay, subscribers.
My viral
because
video.
She's goddamn got more than us, family.
Yeah, y'all need to subscribe.
Get the fuck up and tell your people, all right?
Y'all need to subscribe.
She is, by the time I drop this, is at 10K. Cause she
no,
was
for
at,
sure.
She's at 9
I'm
right
at
now.
Like, I think I'm 10 away.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, she literally is right there. So, congratulations on that.
Thank you. I know.
I know it ain't there yet, but it's there.
It's there.
Because you consistently get new subscribers every
day.
Yeah. Every day. Have you not gotten a new subscriber, since that video dropped?
No.
That ain't that crazy?
No. I guess I get probably, like, okay, at first, I was getting thousands of subscribers.
Yep. Per day.
No, not per day. But I got it quick.
Mm.
Like, I went from 1,000. Yeah, I went from 1,000 subscribers to like 4,000.
Yeah. That's what happened to us.
In a short amount of time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shoot.
Literally.
Like, what the heck? So, yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy, though.
And then when it hit that 7, it'd be like slowing up a little bit, but it'd still be there.
Well, no, it's dumb. Mine slowed up at 9.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yours was.
I'm like, bro, I'm thinking it's going to go crazy. I'm thinking it's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Thank you.
Cause I was just trying to get the 5. I ain't even gonna lie. I was like, we gonna get 5,000.
No, for real.
People.
It's a great, yeah, it's a great feeling.
And that bitch started hitting 6. I'm like, shit, God,
I take
ahead.
It for sure. Cause once again, I just didn't know that would do that.
Exactly. So then, boom, you start after the video. All the commotion's happening. How are you mentally? Cause you're in college, aren't you?
And at that stage.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't care. Like at that, because well, a lot of people don't know. I said it in the video, but I think a lot of people skip past it because they was into the tea. Like, but I posted that video months after the altercation even happened. So like, once I posted posted it, it was more so to like get it off of me. Cause nobody really knew like why I was single or if I was single.
Right.
I was kind of like just quiet and like chill about the situation until I could speak on it. Cause when it first happened, I think I was like mentally in a place where I was just like, I'm just over the relationship. And I thought I was, I actually just posted a video called Addressing What's Going On or something like that. Yeah, I had thought I was like over like the breakup. I think I still was, but it was still some like hurt behind it. So when I posted the video, it was just like, I'm everything out. Like I didn't cry. I didn't felt what I needed to feel. It's over with. And whoever don't like it, fuck it. For real. That's what I was just like, it is what it is.
So let's fast forward to now, because you are putting out some very vulnerable videos right now that y'all should go subscribe to on her channel.
Again. Let them know.
Come on. You spoke on the one, one of the more recent ones, I think.
Yeah.
Your Sunday reset was your most recent.
Yeah.
The one addressing
what's going on.
What's going on.
Yeah.
Was deep, too.
Yeah.
Because you kind of spoke on... how you feel about love and relationships.
Ooh.
So, talk to
us. Oh, shoot. Okay, how I feel about, like, you want to know, like just give right a recap?
Now, yeah.
How I feel about relationships?
Yeah, like, how you feel about relationships, and you personally, like, what would you get in a relationship right now?
Whew.
22.
Okay. Yeah.
Content creator of the year. Everybody watching.
I think I'm more so focused on me right now, but not in a sense like of I can't be ready for love. I think I'm always willing to accept love, but I'm just not willing to settle for it no more. Like I was just,
wow.
I think I was dealing with people that I love so much that I was just like kind of like okay with a lot of stuff that I wasn't okay with.
Yeah.
So I would get into a relationship. It would be slow though. I'm not about to jump into nothing. Like I think it would have to be a buildup.
Okay,
like take my time, get to know a person. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to do that with people nowadays.
So what's your top three pet peeves?
In a relationship?
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to see one of these royal kings out here.
Top three?
Can get they stuff together.
Pet peeves? Yeah. It's going to be so typical.
Okay.
I hate a liar.
Okay.
I like hate.
Yeah.
I don't lie at all. I'm not going to lie about nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't like liars. That's like number one. People that's inconsiderate. Like who don't take into consideration your feelings. How you in a relationship and you not worry about your partner's well-being?
Yeah, sure.
I don't like that. Number three, cheaters, of course.
Okay, so cheaters. That's the big three.
Yeah, that's the big three.
So what's the top three things a man needs to do to get your attention?
Be God-fearing.
Okay.
I think honesty and like all that goes hand in hand. Like honesty, be faithful, all that. Would be number two. And then be about your business, walk in your purpose or something. I can't be I can't be doing what I'm doing and you over here just being a bum.
Got you.
Oh, that sounded bad, but like
no,
for real,
sure.
Like just being a bum, I can't do that.
For sure.
I can't deal with somebody who lay down all day every day and like even if you don't know what you want to do, like do something. For real.
For real. Ladies too.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No, seriously. I was at the Ohio Entertainment Awards. Mm-hmm. And like, you probably asked me too. I don't know. But it was like three men there that asked me, did I have a job? It wasn't you. So look, that's what I said. I was like, it was in the video. Is it in the video? I was like, women don't got jobs no more. They was like, no. They was like, it's a lot of women who just don't work.
They don't.
So yeah. Y'all need to get y'all ass up too.
Okay.
What about your love life?
My love life. I'm gonna stop saying it's a shambles. Cause we about to get this shit together in 2024. I think I had to mature. I had to grow up. I had to get in my purpose. Cause I was finding it and I was working towards it, but I wasn't accepting like this was real. But it's like it's here. It's really real. It's here. It's gonna be here, and whoever comes in my life will see it first before they see a future with me. So instead of trying to convince you that this is gonna happen, now you just can see it, and you either can accept to be a part of it or not. So now for me, it's a little bit easier, but these last 4 years have been hell.
Yeah. Is it hard to like talk to people when you're busy. Like, people don't be understanding, like, there's stuff that you need to do and you can't sit on your phone all the time or, like, be available that much.
Yeah, I think it's about time management mm-hmm. and, like, wanting to talk to that person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but then also consider fuckeration, right?
Yeah.
If I interview people for 4 hours today.
Why you think I'm about to be texting you? Or calling you.
Or on the phone just listening.
Yeah.
I've been listening for 5 hours.
Like.
Not to mention a job.
For real. Like,
come on. So I think that's where I've had the biggest issues
yeah.
is where I have had just super long weekends, days where I'm building this and there's no consideration for what I just had to go do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they want their time. But then mm-hmm. you got to, like, as a man, grow up and, mm-hmm. like, understand you got to set your boundaries because mm-hmm. she need her time, too.
Yeah.
And you got to respect that because that's your lady.
Yeah. I think for me, I have the same problem, though.
Yeah?
People, guys don't be used to girls who, like, don't want to talk to them all day. I don't want to talk to you all day.
Facts.
Because it just happened, like, 2 days ago. I be dating and then not dating.
It's I feel
like,
you. We should
be
dating.
On and off.
Big
yeah.
facts. We should definitely be dating. Yeah. I'm dating more. See, I'm dating in 2024. I don't know what I was doing before that.
Hello.
I'm dating now.
And please understand that dating means I can talk to who I
Come
want to.
Come on now.
When I want to.
And
how
not
I want
text you
to.
Back if I want to.
Yeah.
All of that.
Because y'all be too entitled, bro. Relax.
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 Come on.
For sure. So dating in 2024.
Come on.
But, like, when I talk to men, because I don't talk to people my age.
Mm.
I talk to people older than me, of course, because I'm not the average 22-year-old.
You're not.
So, like.
You could be 25, honestly.
No,
and that's
for
nothing
sure.
against how beautiful you are.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think I'm 22.
No, I did not know that. Until yeah. I seen a video and you say you're 21, I was like, okay. But then I seen you now and I was like, wait, are you 25? When did you put this video out? What is happening?
Yeah, a lot of people, when I say it, they be, like, super shocked. Mm. But. Talking to men, if I'm not, like, showing them, like, a certain amount of attention, affection. Not even affection. I think I'm affectionate, but attention, this is just, like, it's like, oh, you don't like me or what's going on? Like, bro, I'm busy. Mm. Like, I'm not worried about what you're doing 24/7. Mm. So, yeah. Y'all niggas got to realize there's certain girls who don't lay on their back all day.
Wow. Mm. Bars.
For sure. It's some women who really want something out of life. That don't require a man to get it.
Mm.
Like, the things that I want, can't no man give me in the sense of, like, what I deem as, like, success for mm-hmm. me mm-hmm. and where I want to be.
Really?
What can you do for me on YouTube? I'm not putting no man
like
on my YouTube
subscribe.
Channel. That's it. Please support me. If you my man, put my link in your bio.
That's it.
But, like, as far as that, like, you can't record
or at
for
least
me.
In the link tree, you selfish
for
bastards.
Real. For real. Put my link in your bio if you my man.
If
but
you
yeah.
know it's real.
For real. Y'all better tell y'all women, if y'all get some girls, they need to have that link in their bio.
Okay, so how do you feel about, see, we look, the Kanye Pace and King T show is coming because I got some conversation.
Ooh. We yes, you'll do a podcast?
This is a podcast.
No, oh, my God. But yeah, like, no, I'm saying like.
Like I have a podcast network.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay.
But I just put it in show for versions. So Revolt, well, maybe not Revolt
I know
right
this
now,
is a podcast, but I was talking about, like, doing the podcast.
But BT, we can cut that part. But, like, BT can,
He said cut that.
But, like, BT can, he know we don't cut shit.
Oh,
BT man. Can pick us up or some shit.
No, for real.
No, for real.
I receive it. You better say it. Hello?
But what was you saying?
You was about to ask me a question, honestly.
Okay.
What was he? He don't even know what he was saying.
I do.
What you about to say?
What was I about to say?
Yeah.
Or where am I going?
Where you going?
I'm going. I really want to talk about your little handy dandy. What do you call it?
What?
Your, you called it something right before we started.
My life changer?
The life changer. Come
yeah.
on. Talk about the life changer a little bit. What
yeah.
is it? And why did you get that as a vlogger?
Okay, so this is a Sony ZV-1F, I believe. And I was studying cameras for a long time before I wanted to get it because I feel like content is really what attracts people to your channel. So, of course, you know how a lot of people do, like, the Canons.
Mm-hmm.
I would see.
She about to talk shit. We got one right over there. Go ahead.
You do it? Oh, no. Okay, so just vloggers, not podcasters. I don't know about this world. But, like, for a vlogger, I would see a lot of people doing it with, like, it's like a Canon G7X, I believe. That's like the most common vlogging camera for a Canon. And they like go in and out of focus a lot. Or like if you wanted to focus something, it wouldn't. Or stuff like that. So I was just like, I don't want that camera. It was like, you got to fix it a lot. I watch a lot of YouTubers. Like I study YouTubers. So I start watching like, they already famous. They don't need a more promo. I start watching other famous YouTubers and a lot of them had this camera.
Got you. Okay.
So I was just like, I want to try this one out and I love it.
Now what's the attachment? Does it come with it?
Yeah, it does.
So you bought it with that attachment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is just like the tripod. It's like a smaller version and you can like record with it. Like movie, photo, take a photo. Yeah, I don't do that though.
Oh, you don't use it for that?
No. Because I normally have on a bigger tripod like those.
Got
not
you.
that big, but yeah, like a bigger tripod.
Got you. So when did you, you said you studied YouTubers.
Yeah.
What is the state of YouTubers right now? Because it was YouTubers was making just hand over fist for a while. Then it went to, what was it? Not TikTok, but streaming. Mm-hmm. What is it? What did they do?
Ain't that Twitch. What I was finna say? Twitch.
It kind of went to Twitch, and Twitch was kind of making more of the money for the streaming. But YouTubers still doing good.
Yeah.
So what do you where do you think YouTubers are going as far as content creating?
I think they're here to stay. I'm not gonna lie. And a lot of people, I don't know if y'all pay attention. Like a lot of Twitchers do YouTube too.
Yeah, they do. They convert it. Yeah.
Yeah, they literally will record on Twitch and then post the same thing as YouTube.
As they should. Absolutely.
So they're getting paid for
both
doing one job.
Yep. Like,
so I think YouTube, everybody converts it to YouTube. It's a lot of rappers getting on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's a lot of just influencers like that do Instagram. Doing YouTube, like a lot of Instagram models. They just all doing YouTube. So I think YouTube is here to stay. I'm not gonna lie.
So you think you're in a good space for being a YouTube content creator?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my content is better than a lot of content creators already. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I just, because you're right. Because YouTube is the second most search engine.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
It's Google than YouTube.
Especially because a lot of people, they get on YouTube to know about things too, not YouTube just to watch people. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, how do you want to expand your brand on YouTube as a YouTuber?
Expand my brand as like what I do?
Yeah.
I want to create the same content I'm creating, honestly.
Okay.
I don't see me doing like a lot different. I've been thinking about a podcast though, but I would create a separate channel. Like, I would have the channel I have now and then. I'd be having a lot to say, so I would do a podcast on YouTube.
What about sponsorships on your channel?
I've been doing that, though.
Okay.
Well, I don't really know if it's the same thing, but I just had one with, not me forgetting.
Well, speak on the kind of, how did it come about?
They would email me.
So they emailed you specifically like, for what you have to offer on your YouTube channel?
They would send me free stuff to promote on my YouTube channel.
And you had to sign something?
No. They just, we come to terms and then post it.
Okay.
Like, they'll ask me for my address, of course, and, like, my size. I had one for hair already.
Okay.
I've had, like, clothing brands, like, reach out and send me free clothes. And I was like, I like this.
So you want to do more of those?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's just free. It's free stuff.
Right.
Yep. And then they'll, sometimes they'll post you on their own stuff, so it's more promotion, too. And then they pay you, too.
So do you, is there any, like, specific brands that you want to work with?
Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova.
I'll work with Fashion Nova, of course.
You're not too far away. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not.
Like, speak that shit.
Yeah, I'll do Fashion Nova for sure. And then I don't really know.
Okay.
A lot of, I'm open to a lot of stuff, just not like lingerie and all that.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. Because so, I've had like lingerie companies like hit me up to do stuff. I'm like, yeah, nah, that ain't my lane. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. I can't do it. But they'll ask for like YouTube and like, you know how you do, like, reels?
Mm-hmm.
They'll want that, too, like, trying to moan. I'm like, nah, y'all got it.
That's not your...
No.
That's not your style.
No.
Okay. Y'all well, this was your first interview.
I know.
Congratulations. You got through it. Got one more thing to do, though.
What y'all about to say?
It's called Get It Off Your Chest.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You be getting a lot off your chest on your YouTube, which y'all should go check out.
I do.
Right now. Again. But it's called Get It Off Your Chest. And before we see you again or before they check out your next YouTube video,
okay.
What do you need to get off your chest? for your YouTube subscribers, for the 220,000 people that saw your video, and the 10,000 subscribers you have right now. Get something off your chest.
Oh, this is like more so positive then. I thought you wanted me to talk about. Okay.
We're going to get the messy podcast coming with King Teeth and Kanye Pace.
I thought he wanted me to say something for the haters. Okay. Honestly, I'm just going to be real. I be praying a lot before I do anything.
Absolutely.
Like, before I came in here, I prayed in the car and just asked God to use my voice in, you know, whatever way possible. That's what I do for my channel. So I feel like put God first, follow your dreams, and just be yourself. That's always just my motto. Like, because that's what I do. Follow God, be myself, and look where I am.
Content creator of the year. Come on.
10,000 subscribers at this point.
Come on.
We going up. Y'all going up too.
Yes. And that's what we're supposed to do.
It's
an Ohio thing. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Congratulations on not just your success, but the system you created to be able to continue.
Thank you.
You know how many people, you going to see it.
Yeah.
A lot of people who won, we ain't going to hear them till August of 2024.
For real.
Because we only heard from them for about 2 months before that.
No, for real.
So it's so much bigger than an award.
Yeah.
It's about setting an example for the community to thrive and grow in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough room for all of us.
It is.
YouTube been out for how long?
Forever.
And motherfuckers been millionaires for how many
times? And I feel like, sorry, I know you're about to close it out, but this I feel like.
It's the KT Network. We out of here. I'm actually starting something new. It's called The After Show. So
okay. I feel like it's a lot of people that don't understand, like, you can start something and it not be your purpose. So don't be like, upset about it if it doesn't go the way you wanted it to go.
Mm.
Like, that's why I talk to God about what I'm doing on YouTube, because I feel like if this isn't for me, I have to let it go and be like, okay. If I didn't win that award at the show, I would never felt no way. Like, I would have been like, no. I would have just been, I think I was nervous to, like, have the, you know, like, you don't know if you're going to win or not. You don't know who name they're going to call. But, like, I'm just grateful that my name was in the room that I've never been in.
Mm.
Like, I didn't know half the people there.
That's beautiful.
I didn't know of nobody for real. Like, even the people that was rapping and stuff, I've never heard them people.
That's beautiful.
But, like, I made new connections. I talked to more people. It was people that subscribed to my channel after that. But going back to what I was saying, bro, YouTube ain't for everybody. Content creation not for everybody. Everybody isn't meant to do this. So
it's not.
Like, don't be discouraged if it don't work out. Find something else. Walk in your purpose, literally.
Literally.
Like, you got to just find your purpose. That's what I think the most important thing is.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's not anything less than finding your purpose in this life.
Yeah.
Like, because then you find your confidence, you find the person you're supposed to be with, you find your friend group, you find every, and it kind of just feels right.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you never tried to seek out that purpose, you see it in other people, and a lot of people brush it off, but
mm-hmm.
you see how fucked up they are. You see how mentally drained they are from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, is that life?
It's like, not.
It can't be.
It's not.
It can't be.
And don't be hating on people because you ain't find yours.
Come on.
A lot of people, like, I didn't cut off friends now.
Oh, heavy.
I done had to cut off so many
people. I only got Scott. That's literally the only friend I got left.
We love you, Scott.
Come on.
Be real, Scott.
That's really all I got.
Keep it real. Because I'm not going to lie. I told y'all I posted that video. I had a friend that I thought I was very close to. And I recognized, like, when I got nominated for Ohio's, I always say it wrong. The internet. Yeah. When I got nominated, I wasn't saying nothing to, like, congratulations, like, da-da-da. But also when I won, I wasn't saying nothing to either.
Let me ask you this. Now that you won,
mm-hmm.
do you feel pressure to have to go win it again?
I'm going to win it again.
That's the pressure, ain't it? We are too, goddammit.
Y'all going to be in my category?
I was in your category last year.
You was?
Yeah, content creator of the year. Yeah, I was.
Oh, shoot. I mean, I just look at it like I'm really working, but other people really working too. May the best woman, man, win.
So you're not stopping?
No. This is the beginning. Mm. I really feel like my YouTube is going to be big. Like, it gotta be.
Gotta be.
And you know on YouTube they show y'all like who y'all other followers are watching? Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
If you go to YouTube Studio,
yeah.
a lot of times by your videos, it'll tell you like what your viewers watch. I'm up there with big people on YouTube, like the girls in the entertainment world. I'm up there with, like, they be saying, I don't know if y'all know who Kiana J is, Jada Jeanette, Neek.
I know Neek.
Like, those are the people that watch me too. Like, well, they don't watch me, but my subscribers
watch them too.
They watch them too. And it shows you, like, you know.
That's actually genius.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
Good. I'm happy you made it. I'm happy that you got here safely. Yeah. Now you got to get to Akron, so I ain't going to keep you. What? But thank you so much.
I was smart about what I did. I was like, I made it sure I had, like, enough time to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get right.
Is the mall by here?
Which one? The Bijou Mall?
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to get some pictures?
I'm sweating, y'all.
Are you? Why you ain't never take off the
I was nervous. It's because of nerves. I was going to sweat regardless.
It didn't matter.
Bro, when the camera came on, I said, oh.
I was sweating. I can feel my legs right now. Oh, no.
And it's this leather, too.
It is. The leather.
In the end, we only have ourselves to blame for falling so deeply in love. You have the perfect life. Adorable baby. Amazing husband.
I didn't think I had to tell you about this, but my girl, my family, bro.
She's about to get all the money. That's $2 million in cash.
Because in the end, it's love that we can't cheat.